Welcome to the Fundraising Leadership Podcast, episode 44. I'm Janice Cunning.
And I'm Michelle Malloy Dillon.
And I'm David Langiuli.
So today, the three of us are going to talk about this great blog post that David wrote about VUCA, dealing with VUCA.
Mm-hmm. Makes VUCA. You want to go like VUCA.
I know VUCA. I know. It's like a chant, like VUCA, VUCA. Right, what is VUCA?
VUCA, VUCA, VUCA. VUCA, VUCA, he's our man. If he can't do it, nobody can.
VUCA is an acronym for volatility, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity.
Just like every day.
Every day. I was like, we're experiencing VUCA all the time, right? Mm-hmm. In various degrees.
So I'm curious, David, like what made VUCA bubble up for you as something you felt an urge to write about?
Well, there was a movie from somewhere around like the late 60s, early 70s called It's a Mad, 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 Mad World.
I remember that movie.
I know. And it's a very funny movie.
It
Spencer
is.
Tracy and lots of comedians in there. So for the audience, if you've never seen that movie, go fire it up on whatever your digital service is. So, but it does seem to me that even since then, it's becoming a mad, 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 mad world. you know, in the business world or in the organizational context, there's been a lot of writing about this VUCA, you know, this volatility and uncertainty and complexity and ambiguity. Actually, I don't think there's anything new in any of that.
No, we're always experiencing this either personally in our lives or, you know, society-wide or within a particular industry. You know, there's always lots of changes going on.
Change.
A lot of people are talking about it now. Like, it's just in the air. There's a lot of VUCA in the air.
Yeah, and it's like one of the kind of stands, you know, that you take in your blog posts is really about like why it's important to actually stop resisting it and step into acceptance. So say more about that.
Well, I think there's a phrase that I picked up on by Wayne Dyer. Other people have used it, but what you resist persists. And it's like if you're resisting the change or if you're resisting the volatility or, you know, it just is there for you even more so. And so what I wrote about was actually accepting, you know, the like uncertainty. People really want to know. Now we got Google, so people can know, except.
But David, what if I can't accept it?
Yeah, you're resisting the acceptance. No way. No way I'm going to accept it.
I don't even want to talk about accepting it. Right.
I know. It's so hard. Like, we want to fix. We want to solve. We want to...
it's like we want to come up with a perfect answer. We want to control it, right?
Oh,
we want to know how it's going to end up.
Like, we can't have any ambiguity. Let's just, we got to, you know, like paradox, like two seemingly opposed things, both being true at the same time. No, I can't deal with that. It's got to be this way or that way. So,
well, and there's such a visceral response to VUCA. Like, even if we're talking in general terms right now, we're not talking about anything specific in either of our, any of our worlds, but it's like it, I sense this sort of unease in my heart as we talk about it. It's like, but of course I want to control. Of course I want to make sure everything is good. Everything transitions fluidly, ends up in a good place. Right?
Yeah. And I mean, a lot of our listeners, you know, are frontline fundraisers, and what a world of unknown, right?
Like, yes.
You're constantly setting big goals, setting targets, going into campaign, preparing for campaigns. Mm-hmm. And there's so much uncertainty, you know, of course there's planning and there's a sense that there's a pipeline and a certain number of prospects. And yet I've had a lot of conversations with fundraisers about, like, but there's always those unexpected gifts that actually make a campaign successful. And you have to trust that. Like, you have to do your planning, and then you also have to be open and flexible mm-hmm. to, like, what is going to get us across the line. And that is, in my opinion, like, always that unknown.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love what you're pointing to, Janice, because there's a little bit of that. Within that acceptance, there's a letting go. Mm-hmm. And then there's an opportunity for something different to step in that you didn't expect or that you couldn't have planned for.
Yes.
Yeah. I like what both of you are saying, because I think there is a distinction to be made between managing and leading when it comes to, you know, the volatility and uncertainty and complexity and ambiguity. Actually, I believe this is something that's just coming up for me. I actually believe it's the leader's role to create VUCA, to actually generate it. Mm. If you're leading from front, you're out there, I mean, it's like, this is what leaders do. They wade into volatile situations. They just don't know how they're going to deal with it. And it could be a lot going on there, and nobody quite knows the direction to go in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And some people are more comfortable with VUCA than others, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. David and I do a lot of work with the DISC behavioral assessment. And in mm-hmm. that assessment, there are certain behavioral styles that are more comfortable with VUCA and other styles that are absolutely not comfortable with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we all
need,
have our
you need both. You
just handling VUCA.
Yeah.
You need both. It can be very disorienting. I'm aware that our training that we do with leaders is often very disorienting for them, mm-hmm. Because they are used to having power, like very linear PowerPoint slides, one thing after the other, and we shake that all up.
Context, which we often intentionally don't really provide a lot. Like, we are often like, jump in, do it, and then we'll figure out, you know, what the learning was. So I like where you're going with this, David, like this idea, like the manager leader role, which we talk about a lot in a lot of our training programs. And most people wear both of those hats, you know. Mm-hmm. It is kind of a paradox, because you do have to be both mm-hmm. like managing and planning and setting goals and, you know, keeping on top of them. And when you have that leadership hat on, you have to be the one who's kind of clearing that new path, right? You're in a forest and it's like, okay, I can't see where we're going, and I have to trust and I have to convince everyone to follow me, you know, as we're like moving branches or chopping down trees or whatever we need to do to create this new path. So I think that really is like a powerful kind of realization in us discussing it, is the paradox of like, how do I hold VUCA and accept it while also, of course, my job requires me to plan and set goals.
Yeah. It's, I'll give an example, like, see if I could tie something to it. I was out in Colorado, in Michelle's country last week. And I went for a hike. I was west of where Michelle lives. I was up in the mountains, and I went for a hike up to a lake. And, you know, I had a very rough guide of a map, like a ski resort map that had this trail on it, you know, and then I had my GPS, which was working with an app on it, but it was very rough, like, just a rough guide. And so, and there was a trail. Okay. So I'm following the trail, and I get up to the lake, and it's beautiful. So, you know, that's all worked well. Timing, mm-hmm. you know, the right time of day, equipment, water, you know, all that stuff, map, GPS. So, you know, all that planning, and it's all good stuff, right? So I get up to the lake, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is beautiful. And there's a whole bunch of people up there. I was like, oh, they're noisy. So let me see if I can find my way, because it was up high. Let me see if I can find my way. No trail now. Let me see if I can find my way down to the edge of this lake. So I just start, you know, tromping through.
And Colorado man. Tourist 101 mistake.
No, they're not tourists. They're tourons.
No,
they're,
you were the tourist.
I was the tourist. Yeah.
All right. No.
I was actually in my element, and so I make my way. Yeah, I just make my way down to the edge of the lake. So now is when we start to get into, you know, more uncertainty and not knowing what's around the bend. Literally not knowing. So I start walking mm-hmm. along the lake edge, and there's only like maybe a foot of where you could walk before, you know, it was like, because it came down pretty steep. And but I'm walking around, and I start to get away from the tourists, and I find this, like, I found this little spot to sit down. Like, there was a little ledge, and I could put my butt down on the ground and take out my snack, and a trout swims up to me. Oh, and
the magic happens.
Yeah, the magic happens. So when you embrace the uncertainty and the not knowing what's around the bend, and the complex situation, like making your way through when you don't quite know, there doesn't seem to be any clear path, ambiguity, you know, you can actually discover something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Does that
help?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that metaphor, because there is an exploration that you need to be willing to have mm-hmm. to get out of the trigger of VUCA. There mm-hmm. needs to be a, well, let me explore this, or let me just check this out a little bit. And it's an internal exploration that happens. It's noticing that feeling of volatility, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity that's coming up for you, and then being curious about it and saying, well, maybe I'll just try over here for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that can actually shift you out of VUCA and allow the magic to happen, or allow mm-hmm. another option to come your way. A little bit mm-hmm. of what you were talking about with Janice with the fundraisers as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So let's give everybody who's listening something to try around this.
Yeah. And before we do that, there is one other thing I do want to just, it's in the article. It does require that you have some compassion for yourself when you're exploring. Like, I've done many things in VUCA situations, and they didn't turn out as nice as that day.
Mm-hmm.
And I can be pretty hard on myself, and I know a lot of folks in the audience can be hard on themselves also, like when they make a mistake or they go down the wrong path. I remember falling, you know, being on another beautiful lake up in the Wind River Range in Wyoming, completely off, you know, trail and on ice with snowshoes, and falling in and almost dying. So that that experience wasn't so great. So in hindsight, I have a lot of compassion for myself. Made a huge mistake, learned a lot from it, but could have died. So anyway, have some compassion for yourself when you go exploring. But let's give them something to try, right? We talked about this before the start of the podcast. We want to invite the audience, when they're going through sort of a volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous situation, just to actually accept it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Not try to fix it, not try to control it, not try to solve it, but actually be with it. We like to say that. Be with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a to keep up with the nature metaphors, there's an element of just letting yourself be in the river and let it take you down,
mm-hmm.
over mm-hmm. the rocks, and just sort of see where it goes.
And see where it goes. And journal, we encourage you to journal about it. Like be intentional about this. Like, oh, here's that VUCA situation. Okay, I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to let this be and see what unfolds. Mm-hmm. And then journal about it and see what happens.
Yeah.
Great. All right. Well, that was a fun conversation. And these conversations always go where we don't know. I mean, talk about ambiguity. That's our, you know, these are our conversations. And they're always delightful and impactful. So we will invite you to please subscribe if you haven't already. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, and Spotify. And so the call to action is to just, when VUCA appears, just to be with it, and we'll invite you to now go put it into practice. Curiosity.